Understanding social hierarchies in exotic animal groups is crucial for grasping how they live and survive. Social rank plays a big role in their daily lives and affects everything from food sharing to mating. By learning how these animals communicate and interact, you can unlock a window into their world. Join us as we explore how these complex social structures shape their behaviors and relationships in the wild. Your journey into the fascinating lives of exotic creatures begins here. The importance of social hierarchies in exotic animals. How social hierarchies affect survival. Social hierarchies play a crucial role in the survival of exotic animals. These structures help animals know their place within a group. Understanding their rank can help them avoid conflicts and find food more easily. For example, in a pride of lions, the dominant male gets first choice of food, which keeps him strong and healthy, vital for the pride's survival. Animals that understand their social rank can also avoid fights. If a lower-ranking animal knows it can't win, it might back off, saving energy and increasing its chances of survival. In the wild, every decision counts. The role of dominance hierarchy in animal groups. Dominance hierarchy is like a ladder in the animal kingdom, where each rung represents a rank. The higher you are, the more privileges you have. For instance, in a troop of chimpanzees, the alpha male has the best access to food and mates, maintaining order within the group. Here's a simple table to illustrate how dominance works in a group of animals. 1. Alpha, chimpanzee, access to mates and food. 2. Beta, chimpanzee, fewer fights, some food, access. 3. Omega, chimpanzee, least access, often bullied. This table shows that each rank has its own benefits and challenges. The alpha leads, while the omega often faces the toughest time. Understanding this can help you see how social hierarchies influence behavior. Understanding social rank among species. Different species have unique ways of establishing their social ranks. For example, elephants form tight-knit family groups led by older females, relying on their wisdom to guide the herd. In contrast, fish may have a more fluid social structure, changing ranks based on size and strength. Knowing how social rank works among species can help you appreciate the diversity of animal behavior. Here's a quick list of some animals and their social structures. Lions live in prides with a clear hierarchy. Elephants, matriarchal groups led by older females. Dolphins, complex social groups with fluid roles. Ants, highly structured colonies with queens and workers. Each animal has its own way of navigating social life. Understanding these differences enriches your knowledge of the animal kingdom. Communication and socialization in exotic animal groups. Animal communication. How they share information. Animals have their own language, communicating in ways that might surprise you. From the chirps of birds to the growls of big cats, each sound carries a message. For example, when a monkey spots a predator, it emits a specific call, alerting others to hide. Here are some ways animals share information. Sounds. Birds sing to attract mates or warn of danger. Body language. Dogs wag their tails to show happiness, while cats puff up to appear larger when scared. Scent marking. Many animals leave their scent to mark territory or signal readiness to mate. Understanding how animals communicate can help you appreciate their complex social lives. Social learning in animals. Learning from each other. Animals are not just instinct-driven. They also learn from their peers, a process known as social learning. For instance, young dolphins often watch their mothers to learn how to catch fish, picking up techniques that enhance their survival. A great example is when a group of chimpanzees learns to use tools. One chimp might discover that using a stick helps extract termites from a mound, prompting others to follow suit. This kind of learning is essential for their survival and can even lead to cultural differences among groups. The impact of group dynamics on behavior. The way animals behave can change based on their group. For instance, in a pride of lions, the dominant males get first dibs on food, shaping how each lion interacts with others. Here's a simple table to show how group dynamics affect behavior. 1. Dominant males control resources, lions eating first. 2. Cooperative groups work together for survival, wolves hunting in packs. 3. Solitary animals avoid competition, tigers marking territory alone. Understanding the social hierarchies in exotic animal groups can give you deeper insights into their lives. Interspecies interactions and their effects on hierarchies. How different species interact in the wild. In the wild, animals don't just live side by side. They interact in fascinating ways. You might see predators and prey forming a delicate dance of survival. For example, consider the relationship between oxpeckers and rhinos. The oxpeckers land on the rhinos to eat pests off their skin, while the rhinos receive a good cleaning in return. This interaction shows how different species can work together for mutual benefit. Another example is the cleaner fish and larger fish. Cleaner fish eat parasites off larger fish, helping both species thrive. These partnerships are crucial for survival and help shape the social structures of both species. The influence of interspecies relationships on social structures. Interspecies relationships can greatly affect how animals form their social groups. When animals interact, they learn about each other, which can change their behavior. For instance, wolves and coyotes often compete for food, but can also learn from each other's hunting techniques, potentially shifting their social rankings within their groups. Here is a quick look at how these interactions can shape hierarchies. 1. Predators and prey creates a balance in populations. 2. Mutualism, for example, oxpeckers and rhinos, strengthens bonds between species. 3. Competition, for example, wolves and coyotes, alters dominance and territory. These relationships can lead to changes in how animals relate to one another, impacting their social standings and group dynamics. Strategies for survival through social adaptation. Animals often adapt their social strategies based on interactions with other species. For example, elephants form strong family groups and may alter their behavior to avoid conflict when encountering other species, like buffalo. This adaptability is key to their survival. Here are some strategies animals use for social adaptation. Learning from others. Animals watch and mimic behaviors of different species to improve their survival skills. Forming alliances. Some species team up with others for mutual benefit, creating a stronger front against threats. Changing habits. When faced with competition, animals may change their feeding or mating habits to better suit the environment. By adapting their social behaviors, animals can thrive even in challenging situations.